We can take this one back to the start of the game. You have a goal disallowed, and then Nikolai Ehlers is able to get his first of two real quick. Just what did you like with the way your club was able to come out of the gate here today?
The speed. I thought in the first 7 or 8 minutes of that game, we were good. Lots of jump. Brian's line was like that all night, I thought. They didn't just score the shift on a lot of the chances that didn't go for them. Nikolai Ehlers skated so very well, it opened the ice up for the other two. They were our best line.
Do you like the speed overall that your entire group was able to bring from upstairs? It kind of looked like they chased a lot.
Well, we were pretty good with it. You know, I mean, those are two huge pieces out of their lineup that change everything, right? So we skated well. We've been playing pretty fast, and so we're pleased with the win. I didn't get that. I thought the game kind of leveled out for quite a while to fairly even. Kind of a bit of a battle, and we handled most of it quite well.
Paul, you've been up.
Go ahead.
Little Lion has challenged themselves to be better. What does it mean when they can have a breakout game like that offensively?
Well, you're going to need in every game, you're going to need one or two pieces of your game to be, you know, above average to win on the road. You need a line to go, and they were really, really good tonight. And it can't be Mark's line every night. Shifley's line has won. Had a long stretch of games where they were the dominant players for us, and we need to have another. And you saw the effect of it. So Shifley's getting checked in the first period, and then Brian's line gets checked throughout the game. So it'd be nice to get, you know, Shifley's line away from the other team's best some night, or their checkers, because the other line draws the fire.
To that point, you've been very open in kind of the reluctance of breaking that lineup. Is this what you envision for this line, and do you still think there's room to build there with these close three?
I think they're capable of it. I think once they get comfortable, they'll start to look faster and faster. Nicky Ehlers skated, and that was the reason that line looked fast. And then the other two, you know, moved everything a little bit quicker, and it's a good line. Like, it hasn't. There are two leading goal scorers, right? Fairly close. We've got Scheif at 11. Fatty 11, Nicky at 10, right? So as for goal scoring on the line, that line should be right, and they were tonight, so it's there.
Years past, sometimes your group may have let down after having an early goal disallowed. What does it say about their maturity that didn't bother them?
Do you feel good about yourself? The next line out feels like they can score, so there's not the sense right now that we can't score goals, so that, you know, that I think we've had three this year now, three or four, and it's the right call. It was offside. You know, it was close, but it was offside. But we've had three or four goals that either didn't get called back or were allowed, and we've handled that right.
Your team looks more comfortable playing with the lead. What are they doing better, Paul?
We don't have to hide a line, and we don't have to run one line too heavy, so we get to the end of the game. Everybody's got pretty good legs. You know, I've got four lines that probably would all like to play a little bit more. And that means that when it gets to this real serious and tight time of the game, they have the energy to do it.
When he had to be, Connor was solid again. That's a couple of good performances, and you might have a decision to make for the back-to-back.
So I've had that one done last week in my mind, 4 and 6. Mace is going tomorrow. And Connor was good. I didn't think it was an easy night again in the net. The pucks, you know, especially on the PK, it was bouncing all over, and there was traffic to the net. So it wasn't a lot of clean pucks that he had to see. He had to kind of fight his net to get in front of them, and he was good.
He always talks about those redemption games. Now, all three games where he's given up five in his next start, he's only allowed one. I mean, is that a sign of maturity for him too?
That, and I'd like to think, you know, for Steve as well, we give them a better chance to have that redemption game. So when they have an off night, it's usually at the same time we feel our whole team did, and then everybody needs to be a little bit better, and the guys in front of them have, and the goalies have as well.
The win in LA, the win in this building, what does it mean this early in the year to have some success in buildings and regulation where you haven't in years past?
It's really important to win on the road. It's the best place to win, because you can put them on the bus and then you put them on a plane, and then they get to go to a hotel and they get to spend all that time enjoying it together. So those road wins in tough buildings, and we look at this as a very physically difficult stretch of hockey for us. And it is for Anaheim, too. 5 and 7 is as tough as it gets. And San Jose plays, so it's kind of a little bit more of an even playing field. Come out to the West Coast, a lot of times you feel like you're coming out tired, and they're catching you on back-to-backs. Pretty even playing field this trip.